updates at civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. The FAA has restricted helicopter routes around Reagan National Airport after this week's deadly mid-air collision. Washington, D.C. Fire Chief John Donnelly says the Coast Guard has joined the search for bodies and debris.
We have recovered 41 sets of remains, and 28 of those victims have been positively identified. And as of 6 a.m. this morning, next of kin notifications have been made to 18 families.
The Trump administration has begun shutting down federal government websites.
I think the AI is dead, so if they want to scrub the websites, that's okay with me.
Trump has also told some FBI officials who had investigated him to retire or resign or be fired Monday. Trump's tariffs on goods from Mexico, Canada, and China will take effect tomorrow. Columbia economics professor Brett House expects those countries to retaliate.
It's a trade war that is unjustified by fact, that is detached from reality, and perverse in its pursuit.
Trump's also planning tariffs for the EU. CBS News Brief, I'm Michael Wallace.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A Wausau man is facing multiple drug charges after police found him carrying over 700 grams of meth. Brittany Merlot has more.
The Wausau Police Department says its community resource unit received information back in December regarding a drug trafficking residence on the southwest side of Wausau. During the investigation, investigators learned that 31-year-old Wausau man Tyler Briggs was bringing a large amount of methamphetamine into Wausau on Wednesday. Police located Briggs and took him into custody outside of a local establishment on West Thomas Street. During the arrest, investigators found 1.6 pounds of methamphetamine in a backpack Briggs was carrying, and Briggs is scheduled to appear in court today.
Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Brian Hagedorn said Thursday that he will recuse himself from a forthcoming case that will decide the future of Act 10, the controversial 2011 law that stripped collective bargaining rights from some state workers. Hagedorn helped write the original legislation when he was the chief legal counsel for Governor Scott Walker. Hagedorn's decision was announced in a two-page court filing. He said the law commands that he not hear the case, the Associated Press reported. Hagedorn's decision not to participate in the case means the court's four liberal and two conservative justices will decide the case's future. Earlier this week, Republican state lawmakers had pushed for Justice Janet Protasiewicz, who is part of the court's liberal wing, to recuse herself, as she had said she thought the law was unconstitutional. Democratic legislators had urged Hagedorn to recuse himself. Governor Evers was in Wausau yesterday touring the women's community, which is one of the numerous Wisconsin Victims of Crime Act agencies that depend on financial assistance from the state and federal government. In his budget proposal, Governor Evers directed $66 million to support those VOCA organizations. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers lose a defensive coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers linebacker and run defense coordinator Anthony Campanelli is leaving Green Bay to become defensive coordinator of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Campanelli asked what's one of the biggest things he's learned as an NFL assistant coach.
Everybody has a different personality. I think that's part of being a coach, is understanding that you don't coach everybody the exact same way. It just doesn't work that way.
On offense, former Vikings quarterback Sean Mannion expected to become Jordan Love's quarterback coach. Tom Clements retired last week. NBA, the Bucks in San Antonio to take on the Spurs. Damian Lillard named to the All-Star team as a reserve. Lillard talked about missing out on a chance to meet former UFC boxing champ Conor McGregor at the Jazz game the other night.
I didn't even know he was there. That's what was crazy. It's like we came back in here after the game and they was talking about it and I didn't even see him. And I'm a big Conor McGregor fan too, so I would have had some questions for him.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and colder for tonight, a low dropping to the mid-teens. For tomorrow, cloudy sky, breezy, some snow showers in the afternoon, a high in the low 30s. Then turning partly sunny and warmer Sunday, high in the mid-40s. It's 39 right now.
Good afternoon, Wisconsin. Welcome to WFHR's Playmakers. Yeah! Welcome to the show. Good Friday afternoon to everybody out there. Hope you are having a great, great night. Thanks so much for joining us. Have your host behind the mic, James. I am joined by our partner in sports, Seth Haphacker.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Good to have you here, Matt. It feels like it's been a while.
It has been, I think. I missed some shows. I was gone for a couple. Yeah. That's great. Kind of funny, yeah.
It's great to have you here. Mm-hmm. Seth is here, so you know we're going to talk baseball.
Just a little bit.
A little bit, but I do also have some fun stats about Nolan Ryan. It's his birthday today. We'll get to that.
Cool.
We've got a couple of other news and notes we'll touch on. River Kings to also discuss, and most importantly, taking your phone calls. We are wide open. Hit us in the numbers, 715-424-2600. And real quickly, great place to start the show, I think, Seth.
Okay.
Want to send a gigantic shout-out to our sponsors. Quality Plus Printing.
Sponsors. Did you hear that, everybody? Mm-hmm.
Quality Plus Printing. Yep. Shout out to Phil and the gang over in 8th Street South. Go there for all your printing needs and our amazing friends over at Family Natural Foods.
That's right.
Just join the team. Yeah.
It's awesome.
Love our friends over there. Mm-hmm. Steve and Katrina, the whole team over there at Family Natural Foods. We appreciate them being a part of things over here and helping us do the work that we do. The very important sport work that we do here.
The sport work.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. Aren't they so happy they're sponsored?
Yes, aren't they?
So happy. Join our friends over at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, familynaturalfood.com to find out more. Go to their website. Be sure to follow them on social media. They've got a great Facebook page, but I love their Instagram.
Yes.
They put up some great stuff over there. Mm-hmm. And buy local, support local, everybody. In all seriousness, we're here because of our sponsors, and we appreciate them so dang much. Mm-hmm.
What you need to do is you go over there and you say, why is Family Natural Food sponsoring a sports show? Mm-hmm. Well, they have like a whole shelf of recovery items. For all you active folks out there, if you're a runner or you exercise a lot or you play a sport, hey, they got you covered.
I would have said this even before, let alone now. If you're an athlete, you got to get over there. You got to get over there. Nowadays, people want options. People want to be able to try or do things that maybe aren't, you know, over-the-counter medications or stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Inflammation, any of these things, they can really help you out with it. Go ahead and check it out yourself at Family Natural Foods. Go ahead and say hi to the gang over there when you get over there for us. So, Seth, I want to start in two key places, but I could not decide which one could overtop the other.
Okay.
So I will start with this one, in part because there is a bit of a local tie-in. Recently, I'm sure by now, because this was a couple of days old, people have heard, in a recent interview, they were talking to Bill Belichick, and they were asking him about winning trophies and who wins a trophy, the coach, the players, and all this.
Oh, yes.
And Belichick said, and he said this on the Let's Go podcast, maybe they should name it the Brady Trophy. He won seven of them, when referring to the Lombardi Trophy, and if they should rename it the Belichick Trophy or something like that, or along those lines. And everything. And, Belichick said this, and, you know, certainly there's a lot of context here. One, it's Jim Gray interviewing him, which is just, I'm sorry, Jim Gray's accomplished more than I sure have, but he's the worst interviewer I've ever seen.
He's awful.
I've never seen a worse interviewer or play-by-play guy in my life than Jim Gray. I will die on that hill.
He was a good sideline reporter when he wasn't interviewing people.
Yes, yes.
When he was just reporting something, he was fine.
This man, there's just an everyday Laker game going on. Jack Nicholson is in the front row like he always is, and this guy decides to start telling Jack Nicholson's like life story. Like, just horrible at the job. I feel like that needs context for Belichick.
So. Yeah, right.
It's also noteworthy that Belichick is a coach, and and knowing that and being a recruiter, not only in where he is in North Carolina right now, but certainly, you know, even if he gets back in the NFL, which we all know he wants to do, he's chasing Shula, he's chasing Halas, he's chasing the all-time record and everything. I do think there is a little bit of let's play nice. Let's make nice here a little bit.
That's what it sounds like.
All that being said, and I feel like he's a very smart businessman, I don't believe Bill Belichick says stuff he doesn't mean.
Okay.
I don't think this guy is putting on airs necessarily.
All right.
He's playing the game. I don't mind that. I don't right. disargue with that. Mm-hmm. But I go with that. That's more about if he said something or not. He said this because he believed it, and I give him credit for that. Mm-hmm. Now, he has also come out and said that he was being, you know, jestful about it and everything, and not being overly serious about it.
Hard to tell with him sometimes.
It really is, because that's the last thing I wanted to mention. Very sarcastic guy, and I relate to that.
But he's too good at it. That's the problem, because people don't know if he's being sarcastic or not.
It's there are two things though that I do think he brings up that are interesting, and one of them being the idea that players win championships, and mm-hmm. I do think that it's a team effort, truly a team effort.
Yeah,
you can't have one without the other. We've all seen Super Bowls won with horrible quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. We've also seen Super Bowls won with horrible coaches. Yeah, you know, there are outliers of all of this. Mm-hmm. I love the idea of highlighting the players more in any way we can. Maybe mm-hmm. you rename the MVP award the Brady Award for the Super Bowl MVP.
Right.
You know, or something like that.
That would make more sense, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think that would be a really cool thing to do, too.
Yeah, I
think
I
that's
agree.
Honorable and stuff. And also, the idea that the way this was laughed at right away, I don't know if anybody caught this, but it was just kind of like there was some people that took it seriously and touched on it, but they all came back to, but you can't change Lombardi. And in this day and age where we hear these arguments all the time, well, you know, Wilt Chamberlain played with guys who were 5'10 and this and right. that and everything. These people that talk out of one side of their mouth and say that's those records, those stats shouldn't count, championships shouldn't count before mergers, things like that. They're also the ones that say that, we can't change the names. We can't do this or anything.
Right.
I think there is a middle ground there, but I think the middle ground is respect. Mm-hmm. Like understanding that none of this happens without those things that came before it.
Right.
Regardless.
That's the reason they name them after those things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And I also think it's noteworthy, too, even if they wanted to change it, and everybody was in unison about it. Yes, you should change it or whatever.
Yeah.
Brady and Belichick are, there's asterisks to those names. We saw it. We know it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that they're the only ones that cheated.
Oh, of course
I'm not even saying necessarily that they, quote, cheated, because they may have just found gray areas and stuff. But
yeah.
There's way too much. Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Mm-hmm.
And there's way too much there for me to give those them their championships clean.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't matter. They got them. But I do think it matters when we talk about, because the farther away we get from some of these things, too, the more we romanticize them and the more we are prone to kind of look at them that way. Whereas mm-hmm. the closer we are, we're in the middle. We're a week away from possibly seeing history in mm-hmm. the NFL.
Right.
It's never come close to this.
Mm-mm.
This is the closest it's ever come. The every other team has fallen in the AFC or NFC championship game. Nobody's ever gotten to the Super Bowl.
Right.
The Chiefs have already accomplished more than any team has ever done.
Right.
Not the undefeated Dolphins, not my 85 Bears. I just had to bring that up. I'm so sorry. They don't belong in the conversation. I know that.
But the only team that does, weirdly enough, is the team that lost four in a row. Right? The
yep.
Bills.
Yep.
Because no one ever did that. That was yeah. pretty remarkable. I mean, I'm sad that they lost all four of them, but still, that was a remarkable accomplishment.
We have history happening right now,
yep.
and we're all good, and nobody cares. Everybody's angry. Everybody wants to talk about, you know, the refs making this happen. Can we just, real quickly, if you think for a second that the referees are helping the Chiefs win a Super Bowl, when this is the last thing the NFL can have is a rerun.
Yeah,
that
2 years ago, same that, thing.
They yeah. have, they got advertisers pulling when they thought it might happen. What do you think happened? No, man. What do you think about the conspiracy theories that get thrown around, and thousands of people that have to all agree to this,
mm-hmm.
put their phones away. Nobody looking for their 15 seconds of fame and coming out and saying, "Guess what? I have actual proof that the NFL is fixing games." Like, it's ridiculous to me. It's yeah. one of the I will hear you talk about Bigfoot and try to convince me of that before you can convince me of this.
Right.
I'm not saying the conspiracies aren't, you know, don't have some weight to them. I'm right. not saying that people don't even deserve to just sit there, you know, having a beer and you know, just throwing stuff out there because you're just mm-hmm. with your boys and you're having some fun with it. But when it comes to your rational mind, when it comes to actual people on the Mouse Network saying stuff like this, like,
wow, that's
you need to have your media card pulled.
Yeah,
like, you got to have a pull. You got to have a pull. You can't. We can't be in a day and age where you can just throw this stuff around and there's no accountability.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it for me and you as much as anybody else. If you don't like it, fine. That's cool. You don't have to. You don't got to watch. You don't have to watch.
You really don't.
The NFL won't notice.
You know what? I can tell you what you can do. You can turn on the radio at 6 o'clock on mm-hmm. Sunday mm-hmm. evening and mm-hmm. listen to Seth Face of the Media. Counter program.
It's much better idea. Much better use of your time.
Who cares about the Super Bowl? You want to listen to my show. That's
I did find it kind of cool to see so many people kind of just feeling like, hey, you can't change it. It's Lombardi. I did like that part of it. I do wonder how if anybody here in this in state, how they felt about that.
Though. Right, right. You know, By the way, speaking of naming trophies, most of the trophies have some kind of a cool association. What is baseball doing? The commissioner's trophy?
Yeah.
They got to do something about that. They got to name that something cooler than that.
They really, really.
Jeez.
As long as
it's a cool trophy. It's got all the pennants on it.
It's an awesome trophy. It's one of the cooler trophies. Yeah. I think it's out of the four major championships, the Stanley Cup stands alone. There's nothing higher than the Stanley Cup.
Because it's the same
Cup. One. The same one. All the names. Yeah. In a close second to me is the MLB World Series title.
That's Commissioner's Trophy.
Ugh, that's just
new name.
Yeah.
New name. Let's vote on it.
Anything. Almost anybody. I would like if you just want to like grab some random player from the 70s and name it after him. I don't care. Anything other than the Commissioner.
The Van Lingo Mungo Trophy. That's what I want.
And it's such a shame too because where we could have commissioners that we look up to or commissioners that we hold in high regard and that it's such a low bar. It doesn't seem like it would be that difficult. There are, I think that a lot of people may not like Goodell, but it's pretty hard to argue with the things he's done.
Right.
Adam Silver, same thing. Bettman in the NHL is a very close one to Manfred. It's just like it's very unlikable, but at the same time, it's hard to argue what Bettman has accomplished in some regards. Yeah. But he's pretty low on that rank list. Mm-hmm. And then there's Manfred, who just I've never heard one person say that not only do they like him, but that they think he should be in the job, he should be in the position, or he's earned it, or he knows what he's doing, or anything else. I've heard this argument a little bit about, well, he did do this, some of the recent changes. Mm-hmm. No, he didn't.
No.
No, he didn't.
That had to be voted on by the Players Association and by the owners. There's a vote they have to do for all of this stuff.
He could go down as the worst commissioner of our lifetime in any sport. In any sport.
It's funny where he actually comes across as a toady of the owners, even worse than Bud Selig, like, who was an owner? How bad are you going to have to be?
Yeah. Wanted to touch on this one, too, because I think it's an interesting question, and I'm curious what the audience and you think. And you could tell that we're just kicking the can until the Super Bowl, because anything anybody says, everybody's making a mountain out of.
We got to say something about it.
Cam Newton said recently that he would give up the NFL MVP for a Super Bowl, stating that the impact of his career had in the league was more important. Oh, I'm sorry, he wouldn't give up the NFL MVP for a Super Bowl. To explain his point, Newton named several quarterbacks who were less prolific than he was, but ended up winning Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. What's more important, impact or championships?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I think it's noteworthy, a couple of things here that I don't hear enough people saying when they're talking about this. Cam Newton won a title in college football. Mm-hmm. So he has that on his heart, in his head, as far as accomplishments go. He has won the ultimate prize in some regard.
Right.
And it's pretty easy to say this when you have one or the other. Mm-hmm. I think that's fair, too. And Cam Newton, again, just like Bill Belichick or a lot of these guys, they got enough money and enough power, they don't care. They're not putting on airs.
Why would he be weird about that? Yeah.
And I see people kind of going back and forth on this one, and that's cool. That's fine. Mm-hmm. I think it should be noted, though, Cam Newton is an athlete. And for an athlete to get to the level where they do, I don't begrudge them whatever they think. Mm-hmm. I will say, though, I kind of have an issue with this with your everyday person or your sportscaster or announcer that would choose an MVP over a Super Bowl. That I actually do have a little bit of an issue with. I admit that I come from a sports family where titles weren't everything. My dad loved winning. My dad loved winning.
Right.
But my dad loved the game more.
Right.
And so if he could be out there with his friends, win or lose, score a goal or not, he was okay. Now in boxing, completely different animal. Completely different. Domination or nothing.
Wow.
Domination or nothing.
Okay.
Completely different. Mm-hmm. As a sports fan, Yeah, he loves this stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he loves to see his team win. But he's not going to, you know, he'll have a bad night.
Right.
He ain't going to carry it until the next day.
No, he's not going to attach all of his happiness to a sports team, right?
The thing that boggles me about this, man, with your sports writers and your commentators and all that when it comes to this isn't even a debate to me. It's Super Bowl or nothing. What good is an MVP? We can each go back and forth naming mm-hmm. NFL MVPs that never won a Super Bowl that nobody has talked about since they won an MVP. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of people. The sports are littered with one-year seasons of sure. guys having a good 1 year or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you win a championship in a city, the rest of your life, you can go back to that city and be a hero.
Never buy a meal again, right?
Never.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
You're a legend. That's the difference of personal fame and maybe family fame mm-hmm. and friend fame, or do you want to be a legend? do you want to be remembered forever?
Right.
Baseball, to me, and this is part of the reason I bring this up, is because of you and that brain of yours and the way you know baseball.
Sure.
Just as a note to the audience, Seth and I were talking about old Oakland A's starting pitching staffs.
You better believe it. Mike Norris, anybody? Anybody? Mike Norris?
No, he pulls out the pitching coach for the A's. Like, I thought I had a good one with Bob Welch. You pull out the pitching coach.
Dave Duncan, yeah.
So to use that brain of yours a little bit, I think this is more prevalent and more, like, I don't know about honored, but more traditional in baseball. Where you've got so many guys that have a hit in the World Series that gets them in, or mm-hmm. It doesn't seem to happen as much in other sports.
Boy, I take this from a little bit different angle about first I'm going to address that, because I think those are two kind of different things, okay? Because Super Bowl, you need a team. You need the whole team to do it. As Dan Marino will tell you, you know, you could be the best quarterback in the league and win MVPs and stuff, but if you don't have the supporting cast, mm-hmm. you're not going to get there. So I view the MVP as it's a very personal accomplishment.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's hard for me to like gauge which is more important for like, especially for specific players. Maybe it is just, I don't care, I want to win a Super Bowl. Any cost, I don't care how it is, or some guys are like, or some guys are more like, I'm going to play to the best of my ability. Mm-hmm. I still want to win, of course. All these guys want to win.
Right.
But, if I'm honored for being the best player in the league, that's cool. I think that's pretty important, too. Baseball is a little bit different because you can win, like Ted Williams, very famously, won a couple MVP awards. He got to one World Series. He never won the World Series. He never even got close after that, basically. He's still one of the greatest. He's the greatest hitter of all time, as far as I'm concerned, right? Yeah. It's because the season is so long. I have in recent years, I have split the season and the postseason for baseball. For me, those are two different things, because mm-hmm. you have to recognize the accomplishment of the long season. The mm-hmm. big strength of baseball has always been it's long all over the summer season. And then people have been complaining about it this last couple of years. Oh, best teams don't face each other because they all get kicked out in the first round by other, scrub team or whatever that just barely got into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Well, that's fine. That's exciting, I think. That's what part of it. But I don't think that not winning the World Series erases the accomplishments that you had from the regular season. Mm-hmm. I think you have to, for me anyway, you have to separate the two from that. And the MVP is who was the best player in the season? That's who you are. That's it. You don't count the whatever happens after that. They have their own awards. The LCS and the World Series have their own MVP kind of thing. So I'd separate those greatly between those two. Now, Ted Williams would have told you he would have given up his MVP awards for World Series.
Yeah.
He would tell you that, immediately. So, I guess a lot of it is personal, kind of thing. So,
what would you do out there? 715-424-2600. Let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Mm-hmm. I think it's an interesting conversation, but mm-hmm. I don't begrudge any athlete whatever they think or feel on it.
At all.
I mean, I would love my athletes and my favorite athletes to say Super Bowl, World Series over time, sure. personal. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie about that, but it also doesn't make me think any differently of them. Right. What got them to that level is an insanity mm-hmm. that many of us can't relate to. I think that needs to be understood by more people.
It's pretty crazy what they put themselves through. Yeah.
We can sit here on the couch and play armchair quarterback all mm-hmm. we want. You have no idea what it is like to accomplish what those people have accomplished. And I'm talking about like the third stringer, the backup, and what they mm-hmm. did to get there, let alone some of these names we're throwing around and everything. It doesn't hurt to have a little understanding.
Someone who's not played football before. Just think of the idea of getting tackled once.
Yeah.
How much pain you'd be in just once. And they do it
routinely.
I mean, and it's like every week. It's like, I can't even, it boggles my mind.
There is
totally boggles
there's
my mind.
There's a thing in football, and even in like the high school level, you go through this, where you want to get hit a couple times to get your body used to the impact.
Exactly.
Like, that's the sport. That's
Isn't
just,
that weird?
Yeah.
That sounds like something you shouldn't be, you should be avoiding that.
We were talking a little, we're going to talk a little baseball. And I thought you're coming in, and I was curious. I know that pitchers and catchers and all that stuff is coming up soon.
Yeah.
Spring training is around the corner.
A couple weeks.
I look in Seth's spring training, the first game, Cubs, Dodgers, February 20th.
Wow. Whoa.
Right on my birthday.
Oh, wow.
That was really nice of the MLB. That was really cool, you guys. That was a little too much. I'm a little embarrassed.
Oh, the Dodgers actually get everything. No, I'm just kidding.
They really do. They really do. And boy, I don't care. I don't care. I saw the Yankees doing this when I was a kid. I've seen other teams doing it.
It's great having a villain. Yep. I mean, everyone should be happy the Dodgers. Now, everyone hates the Dodgers except for the Dodger fans. Mm-hmm. And they're like, bring it. You know, we'll take your hate. That's fine. We'll keep winning.
With all that they had last year, we saw them barely win a World Series. They did win it. There's no getting around that or anything.
They sure did.
They did it with no starting pitching. And what they did was actually pretty darn cool when you look at having no starting pitching and what they did in those last games, those last innings alone. I don't know. I do think that baseball has an issue. I do think baseball has a problem. And if people want to start talking about a salary cap and some of those things, I'm all engaged. But unless you want to have that conversation, don't whine to me about the Dodgers. Don't complain to me about it, because that's baseball and that's what you signed up for.
It's not just the money with the Dodgers. It's the winning ways. That's why people want to go there.
Yep.
That's why, in the end, Sasaki could not get that much money. He was under a limited contract. He could only get so much. He was within, any team in the MLB could have signed him.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't going to be that expensive. But he chose the Dodgers because it's the Dodgers. And they have this culture of winning. They have this culture of getting the best players. I mean, why wouldn't you want to go there?
Yeah, and if you want it not to stop, give them a salary cap. And start winning. Start winning some games. I think that says a lot,
start
too.
Getting owners who want to spend some money.
Yeah, there's that, too. There's that, too. People forget that all the time. They want to blame the Dodgers. Why don't they look at their own team? Why isn't your billionaire owner doing something?
Exactly.
Guess what? Every owner, I don't care if we're talking about the A's or any Seattle, anybody, they're all billionaires.
They're all billionaires.
They all got more money, and there's no cap, once again. So they could easily be spending
more. They could
be
doing this. They don't want to
get out of here.
They want to make money. Yeah.
Get out of here.
Sorry.
If you don't like it, beat them. And if you don't like that they're doing it, put a salary cap in. Or how about yelling at your own ownership?
How about that?
Yeah. And tell them to do something. That's what Nolan Ryan would do. And that's what I'm going to talk about.
He'd do more than yell at you, though.
Yeah,
he might hurt you.
Here's an interesting thing about that. You just tipped me off. You started me off here, because we're going to go to break here talking a little Nolan Ryan and some stats of the show and some of that. Today is Nolan Ryan's birthday.
Very good.
Happy birthday to him. Mm-hmm. Still could throw 80, at least.
I'm sure he could.
At least 80.
Yep.
But with the talk of the strikeout king and the no-hitters and all of that, you'll also hear some people, even some naysayers sometimes, say, well, you know, he beamed a lot of guys, or he walked a lot of guys.
Yeah,
and some
sure
of that.
Did.
But then there's the postseason Nolan Ryan.
Ooh.
And one wild pitch Nolan Ryan threw in his entire postseason career.
Mm-hmm. Which is more than you'd think.
Yeah.
He started, he was first in the World Series. I think he was a rookie in 69 with the Mets. He pitched in a couple of games. He got to the postseason with the Angels once in 79, and then the Astros a couple of times, too. So, yeah.
And no hit batsman in the postseason.
Hey,
Ryan hit a single batter in the postseason.
By the way, he could control that part.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, about Ray Fosse, who was a longtime catcher and broadcaster for the A's, he would talk about Nolan Ryan. He said, usually when you go in to the batter's box, it's like, oh God, I hope I get a hit. And when you get in there against Nolan Ryan, it's like, oh God, I hope I don't get hurt.
Ryan, of course, famously seven no-hitters, the all-time strikeout leader. 235-pitch game. Ryan threw a 235-pitch game against the Red Sox once in his career.
Oh, God.
There is still talk in dugouts around America about his 12-6 curveball. There's talk of it's the most devastating curveball there was in baseball, the breaking ball that he did.
Yeah, although, as a Twins fan, I got a Burt Blyleven had a better one. But anyway, Nolan Ryan had a fabulous curveball, yes.
The older your career gets, the more it gets romanticized. Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
It's true, yeah.
Absolutely. We have no idea how good Babe Ruth actually was.
No, we don't.
We don't really know. We have no idea.
We got the stats, that's it.
But the thing that stood out to me the most, and this one I literally did a double take to, and my number for the show is 839. Nolan Ryan, strikeout king, 5,714. I could not think for the life of me who number two was. I had a couple names in my head, but I didn't actually have the number two, and I feel bad, Randy Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
4,874. 75. So the number of the show is 839. That is the closest there is to anybody in the strikeout. As far as the top five, you got Clemens, Carlton, and Blyleven right there at number five.
Wait, how many did Carlton have?
4,136.
So when Ryan retired, Carlton was number two, which means that was the difference.
Wow.
Between those two.
Wow. I didn't think of that. That's awesome. That's a great stat by you.
1,600 strikeouts.
I love seeing the rest of the top 10. You've got Tom Seaver, Don Sutton, Gaylord Perry. Mm-hmm. Great names to see.
Oh, man.
Walter Johnson in there. That's
still
cool to see.
The big train. Still in there. Yep.
At 10 and 11, you've got Verlander, Scherzer, and then Maddox and Phil Niekro, and Ferguson Jenkins at 14. Pedro Martinez at 15, 16 Bob Gibson. So, but Verlander and Scherzer are the only current players that are anywhere on this list.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Zach Greinke and Clayton Kershaw are also in the top
20. Zach Greinke is technically.
Yeah, yeah.
He's basically done, but yeah.
As far as guys who maybe have a couple years left in him or whatever, Chris Sale at 49 with 2,414.
Yeah, but he's not a spring chicken. He's getting older.
Garrett Cole at 61. There's just nobody who is going to. I don't know if that record is ever even going to be like get close. And and I'm talking about Randy Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm not even talking about Nolan Ryan. I'm like, I don't even know
any
if anybody's going to
catch
him.
Guys in the top 10, man.
Yeah.
After Verlander and Scherzer, who's going to do it? Who is going to do it? I don't know.
I had to ask Seth because I could swear, wasn't it the 300 strikeout club a thing when we were kids and everything growing up and all that? And you reminded me that it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at that real quickly, and as far as 300 strikeout seasons, Randy Johnson had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them for the big unit. Nolan Ryan had 5. You got a couple of them in here. So I Curt Schilling's up there, Sandy Koufax, of course, the left arm of God. I wanted to look at, well, what about currently? What was the and then of course I don't see any current names.
No.
So now I'm like, well, wait a minute. We all I hear is that more batters are striking out than ever. So I mean, pitchers must be raking in the K's here. Must be, you know. Nope.
No.
The leader in last season in strikeouts had 228. Tyreek Skubal.
Yeah.
228.
Yeah, and if you look at the innings pitched.
Yeah,
Tyreek Skubal, and he was one of the leaders in innings pitched last year.
Right.
You go back and look at like Ferguson Jenkins. Okay, you'll see innings pitched in a season 323.
Yeah.
26 complete games. This is back in the 70s. Which isn't that long ago, but that's why you're not going to see the strikeout totals like that again. You can't, because they're just not pitching enough.
Yeah.
Individual pitchers aren't pitching enough. Yeah. They're striking out a ton of batters, but it's a whole bunch of pitchers that are doing it. So
the baseball stats are I don't know what you do with this when you have a sport that's so built on stats going forward.
Yeah.
You
have to find different ones, which is they do. You have to
that's true.
Case
that's
per nine, that kind of stuff. You can come up with different ones to see rates. Yeah, that's why I think rate stats have become so important recently, is because you're not going to find, no one's going to win 500 games like Cy Young did. Mm. That's impossible. Yeah. Never going to happen again. So you have to find out different ways to measure these guys against each other, because those won't ever match up.
Yeah. I do like the WAR and some of the that's not new, but some of the more newer,
the advanced stats, as they call them.
Logan Gilbert led the league in innings pitched last season, 208.
200. He barely made 200. Having a 200 inning season is an accomplishment these days.
Maybe that's what it becomes. We just come up with new markers. You know,
it's got to be new. Yeah,
yeah. We move the goalpost a little bit here.
We do. Verlander had like a 240 in his when he was younger. So he was kind of a throwback in a lot of ways. Verlander and Scherzer both were. So.
I note, if you had not heard, Max Scherzer has signed with the Toronto Blue Jays for a season. I'm just happy he's in. I don't care who he signed with. To be honest with you, I'm just happy he's still in the league.
I loved the little thing they did. He signed a 1 year contract for $15.5 million. Verlander signed for $15 million.
Yeah.
Got a little $500,000 there.
Take it
there, Justin. Hey, yeah, Justin, look at this.
Look at this over here. I love that they're both still pitching.
It is very cool.
As we go to break, and we're talking about the idea of, you know, maybe moving the goalposts a little bit, changing some of what this means. Maybe it's the 200 strikeout club, not the 300.
Yeah.
Some of these things. Well, I think we have one that we can all agree on, at least here in state. There was a, from the Twitter account of Bob Uecker says, Bob Uecker's Twitter account, mm-hmm. I propose that a 200 batting average be referred to as the Uecker line from now on. Who's with me? We are. We definitely are.
But now I don't want to because I like Bob too much. I don't want to make a line.
I feel like there is a very serious Bob Uecker sitting in an interview chair right across from Johnny Carson, them asking him this. And like, Johnny, it already is. It's already called that. I got to miss him already.
Miss him already.
We'll be back with more show, everybody. We are bringing you Playmakers, and we're bringing it to you proudly thanks to our friends over at Quality Post Printing and Family Natural Foods. Buy local, support local, support our friends at those places. We'll be back with more show.
Got pain? Curamin is your safe, effective answer. Curamin from Terry Naturally doesn't just mask pain. It gets to the source and stops it. Get results or your money back. Got pain? Get Curamin.
From Family Natural Foods, proud sponsor of Playmakers, live from 5 to 6 p.m. every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WFHR.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Curamin is for the use of occasional muscle pain due to exercise or overuse.
Step into the new year with a fresh style crafted just for you. Stand out and set trends with Quality Plus Printing and Wham Incorporated. Create custom sports apparel that reflects your personality, elevate your wardrobe, and showcase your unique flair. When you look great, you boost your performance. This year, invest in yourself and stride onto the court, field, or track with unmatched confidence. Powered by Quality Plus Printing and Wham Incorporated.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and colder for tonight, a low dropping to the mid-teens. For tomorrow, cloudy sky, breezy, some snow showers in the afternoon, a high in the low 30s. Then turning partly sunny and warmer Sunday, high in the mid-40s. Currently, it's 37.
Welcome back, everybody, to WFHR's Playmakers. Seth and James hanging out with you on a Friday afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Feel free to call up and join the conversation, 715-424-2600. Looking forward to hanging out and talking with all of you. Seth and I were talking a little baseball. I did have one other thing I wanted to mention, wasn't able to get in, looking at our day in baseball history.
Oh, right. Nice.
I love looking at these, and I look at it from time to time, mm-hmm. but this time of year, it's just kind of fun, because it's usually just awards or birthdays or some of those things. But I did find this interesting. Right at the top, 1927. NL President John Hedler, we all remember John.
Yes.
Rules that Rogers Hornsby cannot continue to both hold stock in the Cardinals and play for the Giants.
Gee, I wonder why.
I mean, you got to give it to Roger. You got to give it to him. I mean, he got to try. You got to at least try.
Yes. By the way, there is a rule in baseball. A player cannot be a part owner.
Yeah.
Now, that's not every sport. Some sports, they're allowed to do that. Baseball, they are not. So that's that might be one of the reasons why something like that happens.
Famously, you had Bill Russell being mm-hmm. a player coach and winning a yep. championship mm-hmm. with Boston and yep. stuff. So there's a little of that. But I saw this, and I don't know about anybody else when you heard me say that, what you thought of, but I thought of Tom Brady right away. And him having
what's going on right now,
this
right?
bit of ownership with the Raiders mm-hmm. while also trying to be an NFL commentator of other teams. Like, I feel like this is such a simple thing to fix. Just let him announce Raider games. That's it. Just yeah. Raider games.
That would make sense, right?
Yeah. But that ain't going to happen.
No one's going to watch the Raider games.
No.
And as good as Pete Carroll is, I don't know.
I don't know that he's even going to be doing this after the Super Bowl. I'm not. If I was in Vegas betting on this, I'd bet a little bit on that. You know, I don't know if he's coming back.
There's so much money on the line. That's the thing, though. But yeah, I don't know if he enjoyed it or not. You know, I never watched a game that he did. Yeah. So I've gotten the reports. I mean, I've heard from lots of people about, you know, with their takes on it. But I can't give one myself because I never saw it.
I admit, we know a little bit about what that kind of job can be like. Mm-hmm. We talk to people also that do certain similar jobs. And even all of that being said, I don't want to pretend like I know how great how easy that I could do that job or anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's not an easy job. Right.
But I do have a high bar for announcers. I've mm-hmm. talked about that yeah. a lot. And I think that it's not asking a lot. It sounds like I have a high bar, but I'm really just asking people to just do their job.
Right.
I'm not asking for a lot here or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Witten was close. But I don't think I've ever seen somebody who is so accomplished and so good at so many things. And not only is he not good at this, but he seems to be getting worse. He seems to be like I don't know if he's losing confidence or if he's got other distractions or what it is, but it feels like he's getting worse at the job. And that is so insane to think of, given like a year ago or 2 years ago even, this guy was the most intimidating yeah. person in the NFL.
Right.
More intimidating than Micah Parsons, TJ Watt, anybody else. You were more afraid of Tom Brady than anybody.
Right.
That's wild to me to think of. I think of Joe Montana in the booth a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Joe was not really great in the booth.
No, he wasn't.
Know? And
he
to wasn't. Me, you can talk Brady all you want. He ain't undefeated in the Super Bowls like Montana. I'm going to stick him on game for my life. I will take Joe Montana over anybody.
I love it. I love it. Some people just can't do it.
Yeah,
it's just they don't have the talent set to do it. Now, you have some guys who weren't, you know, were fine football players, but are like dynamite. Greg Olsen. I mean,
yeah,
he is absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, he's good.
Going back in the history, man, John Brody, who was, I mean, he was just at the, he was retiring while we were, you know, getting old enough to get that. But he was a former quarterback. He played many years in the NFL for the 49ers. He never got to the Super Bowl. I don't even know if he got to the playoffs. But he was a good quarterback. He was an awesome color commentator. I mean,
he was.
Because, you know, for whatever reason, he just had that charm, that charisma. He had the knowledge, and he was able to communicate it. Some guys just can't do that. You know, they have the knowledge. There's no question that Tom Brady's smart enough. He knows football.
Right.
It's just I don't know if he can communicate it the best.
It's wild to think of. We left the last break talking about Bob Uecker, and it's been noted many, mm-hmm. many times, you know, his career, mm-hmm. his average career compared to his legacy as an announcer.
Exactly.
And it's the reverse in this regard with
Very
Brady
much.
And that, where
that's
wild. It's just interesting how that plays out.
You never know. And who knows? I mean, we never would have found it off. He even gave it a try. So, I mean, we'll see what happens.
Well, with the amount of money and what they've invested in him, he'll have as long as he wants.
Absolutely.
They'll keep kicking him out there, Fox.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If I was them, I'm paying him that kind of money.
He might be getting lower down on the totem pole of which games he's doing, but I mean, we'll see.
I'm treating him like a running back in the last year of his contract the way these teams do, like 500 carries. Like, get out there. Like, that's what I'm doing to Brady if I got him under real
contract. Get my money worth.
Utah Hockey Club, where we go next, because we're going to go from that to, because naturally, it's
a natural segue.
Natural segue.
Yeah. Do they have a name yet?
That's the actually what I wanted to talk about, because okay. I think this is kind of interesting. And again, want to hear from the audience on this one. What do you guys think? The Utah Hockey Club is moving on from the name Yeti or Yetis. They were in the talks of doing this. They looked like they were going to. But the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office rejected the name because of the Yeti company.
Oh, the cup company or travel vessel, whatever those are called.
Yeah. That company squashed that. So they are not going to be able to go with
Yetis. Sasquatch that?
Nicely done. Nicely done. Yes. They definitely stepped out of their big old foot. Fans attending Utah's next four home games will have the opportunity to vote for three options using tablets stationed around the Delta Center. And the team estimates there could be up to 15,000 fans per game getting a chance to vote on this.
That's not bad.
The names that they are voting on, Utah Hockey Club, Utah.
Will I just keep it that way?
Yeah, just keep it.
That's so boring. Anyway.
Utah Mammoth.
Ooh, not
or,
bad.
Or Utah Wasawitch, which is named after the mountain area over there. And it's in. It looks like if they go with that one, they're going to have the mythical snow creature as their mascot, which
sort
would be
of like the Yeti.
Yeah. So they're just trying to find a way around it or whatever.
I like. What was the second one again? I'm sorry.
Utah Mammoth.
I like the Mammoth. Right. I would go with that. And think about the different logos and mascots you could do with that. I think that would be a fun one. That would be
certainly,
fun.
You get an Ice Age tie in there. Get the Willie Mammoth. And all
yeah,
that.
Exactly. Get Ray Romano to be your announcer. You know,
I kind of like. I actually think that the Washington team messed this up in football. They had the name Washington Football Club. I thought that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not going to do it, I'd be Utah too, because I don't think you can get. I don't think another team can do this in the sport. Like you can't have two clubs doing this.
Right.
But you can be the one doing it. I think that's.
I guess that's true. That would work. Yeah,
I don't mind it. It's a bit of a throwback, a little bit of a tip to the soccer leagues and stuff.
True,
and I think that's
true,
kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, it's not like you can't change it eventually anyway.
Yeah.
It's not like you can't, with something like that. But I think if you actually use an actual mascot, a mammoth, a Wasachi or something.
Whatever.
I think that then it's a little bit harder to change it down the line.
No, I see what you mean.
I think if you go with Utah Hockey Club right now, you're good for a while and maybe you see how it goes. And
well,
stuff.
What they should do, this is what they really, really should do, is they should move to Quebec and become the Nordiques again. Should do,
yeah.
Because I still miss them so much.
I miss them too.
Oh, man.
I mean, that logo,
the Hartford Whalers. I miss them too.
The Whalers
man.
Had a better logo.
They had a very cool logo.
That logo is up there. That's like top 50 logos.
It's like
of
the
all
Brewers
time.
Logo.
Yes.
Yeah.
But man, the Nordiques. That name alone, Nordiques. That's a great one. Hockey used to have the best names.
They man, they did, and then they just gutted the whole thing. Go to Colorado, the Avalanche.
I am curious to see what this is, but about, whether you like the names or not, how cool is it? I think we could all agree it's pretty cool that the fans are getting to choose this.
Well, that makes the most sense. I'm glad they're limiting it, though. Because otherwise we'd get Hockey McHawkface or something like that.
Yeah,
totally
yeah.
People would be like, yeah, let's call him that.
I think that they should open it up a little bit to, people who sign up for their newsletter or something like that and letting them, thin it out a little bit.
I agree.
It does seem like it costs so much money to go to these games. So if you're a season ticket holder or if you're able to afford that stuff in the Utah area,
I suppose,
that may nix out some of the, diehard hockey fans that aren't able to do that or something. And I think they deserve a voice too.
Yeah.
That being said, I don't know that it's anything worth crying over. I don't know. It's anything worth,
It's a hockey team name,
Kind of like all the names, but I like Utah Hockey Club a little bit more. Otherwise, Mammoth. I'm with you on Mammoth.
I would go with Mammoth. I like the marketing stuff you could do with that,
We're talking hockey. Let's talk Kings.
Now, there's a good mascot.
Yeah.
The River Kings.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a great mascot. I love our mascot. It's great. Your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings are in second place with points 58-56. Minnesota Squatch just
so
a couple points ahead right now. But they also have played less games than the Kings have.
Right.
It's going to be like this to the end of the season. You're probably going to see these two teams going back and forth in the standings. And understandable, especially they're done playing each other for the season.
Wow.
For now.
And that could happen in the playoff. It's interesting. The two different kind of teams, when they played the Squatch earlier. The River Kings, we've heard Coach Paul talk about it on these, it's a very show, his philosophy, defense, going to the puck and all he's talked about it many times. It's more of a team effort. The Squatch have like one of the most dominant scorers in the league, and who's I mean, he's something else.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's very different, but it's I can't wait to see what happens at the end of the season. Ah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. No matter what, it's going to be a fun playoffs. We know we're going to be in the play. We know we have a playoff caliber team, and it's going to be. We're already in the playoffs. I mean, I felt that, and I thought that looking at the standings, and then the last time Coach was in and hearing him talking about it, I'm like, no, he whatever anybody else thinks, it's the playoffs to him.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's all that matters to that team and anybody in that rink. We have the Kings in Minnesota take on the Blue Ox. Another great name. That is a good name.
That's a fabulous name.
They're at the Coon Rapids Ice Center over there, puck dropping in just a couple of hours. And they'll be there for Saturday as well, 7 o'clock start time for that one as well. Kings after that are going to be at Mild Stomping Grounds at the Rosemont in Chicago on February 6th. Part of a scrimmage there and growing the game and giving these kids an opportunity to get seen by some other scouts and everything. Then they'll be back in USPHL standings or schedule, taking on the Battle Creek Colonels. That'll be at 7 o'clock on February 7th. Take them on throughout the weekend. They'll be back home perfectly on Valentine's Day.
Yeah!
There is nothing more romantic than going to a hockey game for Valentine's Day. I may be a little biased about this. Maybe.
Just quick warning note here, everybody. Consult your significant other first before telling her you're taking her to a hockey game.
You know what? That's a good idea, Seth.
She might really want to go. I'm not saying that she doesn't.
You're right.
But you should ask them first.
Probably should, yeah. Good call. The Kings are back on February 14th, taking on the Asante Outlaws that weekend, 7 o'clock start times. Of course, that means we will have those games for you on our sister station, 105.5 WIRI. Looking forward to that.
Woo.
And looking forward to a game being called tonight as well. Be sure to join them over there at 7:05 when the tip-off, Lincoln High School boys hosting Wausau West. Randy, Mike, Seth going to be covering this one for you. You know it's going to be good.
Yeah, this is going to be a good game. Also, I do want to note, everyone, if you live in the Wausau area, we're also going to be broadcasting on WXCO because, unfortunately, Chad couldn't make it. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be carrying the game for them as well because they're playing Wausau West. So
that's really cool.
That's really cool that we could do that. I love it.
This is one of the powers that we have with working having stations literally up and down the state.
Yep,
we can do this and share programming and make so that even more listeners. All of this is about listeners and being able to get these games out there for more parents, more friends of the family.
Yep.
These kids hearing their names on the radio, all of that.
Yep.
It's what it's all about. We'll be back to wrap up the show for the week, everybody, and we're able to do that thanks to our friends at Quality Post Printing and Family Natural Foods. It's Playmakers here at WFHR.
Step into the new year with a fresh style crafted just for you. Stand out and set trends with Quality Plus Printing and Wham Incorporated. Create custom sports apparel that reflects your personality, elevate your wardrobe, and showcase your unique flair. When you look great, you boost your performance. This year, invest in yourself and stride onto the court, field, or track with unmatched confidence. Powered by Quality Plus Printing and Wham Incorporated.
Got pain? Curamin is your safe, effective answer. Curamin from Terry Naturally doesn't just mask pain. It gets to the source and stops it. Get results or your money back. Got pain? Get Curamin.
From Family Natural Foods, proud sponsor of Playmakers, live from 5 to 6 p.m. every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WFHR.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Curamin is for the use of occasional muscle pain due to exercise or overuse.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Community Stories is taking a holiday break for the month of January. I'm your host, Melissa Kay, and the show will be back in February with more stories from your community.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and colder for tonight, a low dropping to the mid-teens. For tomorrow, cloudy sky, breezy, some snow showers in the afternoon, a high in the low 30s. Then turning partly sunny and warmer Sunday, high in the mid-40s. Currently 35 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Playmakers here at WFHR. What did I hit? Well, no, we can swing this. This could be a sports song.
Yeah, we're going downtown.
We're going downtown. Take it downtown.
Oh, that's right.
You took it downtown.
I just thought it'd be funny if I played this as the last intro. Like the least,
I love it. Yeah,
the least sports. Although I say that, I would have never thought "Sweet Caroline" was a sports song.
I'm telling you, you never know. You know, I have to go downtown to watch the game. I can dig that.
Yeah. Going back all the way downtown.
We're going to wrap up the show here. Just a couple of minutes left of show, but we got plenty of time for your calls. Call up 715-424-2600. NFL honors are coming up. Who are your picks for Coach of the Year, MVP, all of the above?
I know my pick for MVP is.
I want to hear that. I do want to say one other real quick thing. Does anybody think about the idea that all the conversations we're having, what we were talking about with Cam Newton, the Bill Belichick stuff, some of the other all the hoopla about the Chiefs cheating and the refs are helping the Chiefs and all these things. All of this doesn't happen if the Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator is just a little bit smarter. Just a little bit smarter, because I've heard just about every defensive guy on the Mouse Network and on all these stations saying, yeah, Spags had that all lined up. Spags was going to run that blitz of the whole game. They saw it coming. How does Joe Brady not see it coming? Because the Bills looked like one of the most incompetent teams at that moment. They were doing everything right, held in the game. They blew that. How did the refs give them that?
How did
the refs give him that? The refs didn't call a bad offensive play.
Bad play calling. Five-yard penalty.
Yeah. What are we doing? None of this happens if they just call a good play there. They get a first down. The Bills win. They go to the Super Bowl. We're not having any of this conversation. We're talking about the Super Bowl.
The Chiefs have the best kind of a defense. They have a very good coordinator. Don't get me wrong, but they can get their defense can get away with being more aggressive than other ones because they've got Patrick Mahomes as their quarterback, man. And he can pull stuff out of his hat like you wouldn't believe, and that's got to be part of it. That's why their defense is better, because they can take more risks. They can do it.
We get one last game this season. I'm not gonna be grumpy about it. I'm not gonna lie and act like I'm not gonna watch it. I'm also not gonna say that I'm gonna be as into it as I would have been if it was almost any other teams. I'm not gonna lie about that part of it.
That's a good point.
I do want to see history. I do want to see that. I do have a rooting interest. I like Saquon Barkley, but I couldn't care less about the Philadelphia fan base winning a Super Bowl or anything.
Yeah, we don't care about that.
Let alone
seriously.
Their coach or any of that stuff. They won't even be happy about it anyway. They're gonna be happy for 2 seconds, and then they'll be crying about it. Sirianni, we should have won by more, or something like that. The Chiefs win. I don't know how much Andy Reid has to win for me not to like him. I like Andy Reid. I can't help it. I like the guy. I love Steve Spagnuolo. I've said it last week on the show. I think he's my favorite coordinator of all time. And I grew up in a household with Buddy Ryan and guys like that and everything. Love Spags. I'm not gonna root against it. Next year, completely different. Completely different story.
We don't need a four-peat.
We don't need that.
No. That would just make the whole thing boring.
I will say, though, that I am looking forward to, if they win, we ain't going to really participate in this, but I am looking forward to the Mouse Networks and all these places. All they're going to talk about is Brady or Mahomes. Who's the greatest of all time?
Oh, absolutely.
Blah, blah, blah.
Nothing wrong with that. So I just can't wait to hear how bored Patrick Mahomes is after the show.
Right, yeah.
I won my third MVP award, it was okay, but, it was fun. It was nice to be here again, kind of thing.
Like my Patrick Mahomes sounds like George Lucas.
So great, though. I want more of it. We need to extend that. We need to do a whole interview with that.
It's my Patrick Mahomes, yes.
The NFL website has Lamar Jackson as the inside favorite for MVP, Josh Allen second, Saquon Barkley third, Joe Burrow, and Jared Goff round it out.
Okay.
Who would you have as your MVP? Please don't say Sam Darnold.
No, Sam Darnold. Come on now. I'm not going to be like that. No, now his name for why is his name? He was Lamar Jackson. Lamar. He's got to be the one. He did something no one's ever done before. I don't care how many MVPs he's already won or he may win. He's got to win it this year. For me, that's it. Yeah.
This is another one of those things to me as a fan.
welcome the thoughts. You he's won too many already. I think Josh Allen should win. I got no problem with that if you're a fan.
That's true, yeah.
But if you're a voter, if you're somebody that actually has a say in this stuff, that is one of the most insane thoughts I can think of. You're being punished for being too good for too long. Like, that is insane to me.
That is insane.
That is up there with, I genuinely, like, I again, hill I will die on. If you are a baseball voter and you didn't vote for certain guys, when it's so blatant that they belong in the Hall of Fame, but they didn't get 100% of the vote. I genuinely mean this with every fiber of my being. You should not only have your vote taken away, but I don't know if your family should ever, like, if your son becomes a sports writer, I'm not sure if he should even get one. Like,
one voter didn't vote for Ichiro.
How? Like,
what? I can't believe that. That is so stupid.
It's such
Ichiro.
You have sports writers that whine and complain and won't vote for guys because they won't talk to them in the locker room or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then they flip around and use their own ego to keep them from being.
Well, I'm not voting for them. Yeah. I mean,
so you battle ridiculous. Ego with ego. What are you doing there? And we reward
the biggest
that.
Hypocrite. Yeah. Get out of here.
No. You don't belong. You don't deserve it.
No, you don't.
I don't know if you ever did. I don't know if you ever should have had the vote, that's how you're going to vote.
Exactly.
But with that being, I say all that in regards to...
yes.
I do think that you can't argue with what Lamar Jackson did. Mm-hmm. I thought Josh Allen was pretty darn dominant, but I don't think anybody changed their team more and was the more clear-cut MVP of their team than Saquon Barkley.
That's a great argument. That is a fabulous argument. I love it.
It's the most valuable player to their team.
There you go.
Without Saquon Barkley, we know how that story ends for Philly. They don't even have I don't believe that Sirianni's even coaching there.
No.
If he's not there.
Do they win 8 games? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. That's a good question.
They had a banged up Hurts throughout most of the season. Mm-hmm. They weren't able to get things right. Saquon Barkley was the calm.
He carried the team.
Literally.
On
carried
his back.
The team
on
to the
back.
Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Like, it's one of the best running back seasons we'll ever
great
see.
Great story.
Yeah, it really is. I'm enjoying the resurgence of the running back to everybody that it doesn't pay attention to football, apparently, because the running back's always been important.
Yeah, it's never gone away.
It has been a lot of fun, though.
This has been great. It's been fun. It's fabulous.
Next week on Playmakers, one of the things, recurring themes I want throughout the week is your favorite NFL moments of the season.
All right.
I want to hear what your MVP moments were. Nicely done. Thank you for being here, brother.
No problem.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Investigators looking into the deadly mid-air collision over the Potomac have more key evidence to work with. The NTSB's J. Todd Inman.
We have recovered the Sikorsky black box. It is safely at the NTSB headquarters. It will begin an evaluation, just as the other two recorders did last night.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve says barges will arrive tomorrow to lift the plane out of the river.
Can tell that airplane is out of the water, so the salvage effort becomes important not only for the investigation but for the efforts to recover the lives lost. About 41 of the people that perished here of the 67 have been recovered.
Gary O'Hara's son Ryan was the crew chief of the Army helicopter.
Basically, witness your son's death in the news. It's devastating.
He says Ryan trusted his crew with his life.
Keep wondering if my wife and I, and Taryn, will ever feel like we're going to be whole again because we're just broken. You're just broken.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Mike.